Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a proper rewind moment in Ableton Live 12, with that 90s jungle and old-school DNB darkness. Not just a reverse trick, but a real pull-up moment. Something rude. Something that feels like a DJ grabbing the crowd and saying, no, we're running that back. Now the big idea here is this. A rewind is about tension, not just backwards audio. In classic jungle, the rewind is a performance move. It interrupts the flow, resets the energy, and makes the next drop feel heavier because you just took it away. That contrast is what sells the moment. So first, choose the right source. This matters a lot. You want something with attitude and shape. A ragga vocal shout works great. A phrase like rewind, pull up, or chop toasting line is perfect. You can also use a snare fill, a breakbeat hit, or a short stab. The key is to choose something with a clear attack and a little tail. If it's too dry and tiny, the rewind won't have anything to grab onto. Create a dedicated audio track for this, and call it something like RWNDFX. Keep the source short if possible, maybe 1 to 2 bars max. If you're working with drums, it's often smart to bounce them to audio first so you can edit them cleanly and reverse them without fighting the arrangement. Next, warp the clip tightly. For drum material, beats mode is usually the move. For vocals, Complex Pro can work well if you need to preserve tone. Make sure the clip lands in time with the grid, but don't overpolish it. Jungle has a little swagger. A tiny bit of looseness can actually help it feel more authentic. Now let's build the reverse element. You've got two strong options. The first option is simple. Duplicate the sample and reverse it. That's great for vocal tails, snare fills, and short effects phrases. It gives you that obvious reverse motion and works especially well when you want the listener to hear the phrase sucking back into the drop. The second option is the classic one, reverse reverb. This is one of the most useful old-school tricks. Put a big reverb on the source or on a return track. Use a long decay, a bit of pre-delay, and then resample the wet signal. Once you've printed it, reverse that audio and place it right before the main phrase. That gives you the haunting, ghostly pullback that feels very much like dark jungle. A good starting point is a decay around 4 to 8 seconds, pre-delay around 15 to 40 milliseconds, and some low cut so the low end doesn't get messy. Now, a rewind sounds much more convincing when the whole mix seems to pull backward too, so we're going to build a little tape stop style movement. One easy way is to automate clip transpose downward if your source is melodic or vocal. Start at 0 semitones and glide down over a beat or less. Even a move of -3, -5, or -12 can create a nice and easy descent. If you want a more experimental feel, use shifter or frequency shifter on an FX bus. Keep it subtle. You're not trying to turn it into a wild sound design moment. You want instability, a little haunted movement. Grain delay is another good option if you want a more broken, gritty memory of a sound vibe. Short delay times, modest dry slash wet, and a bit of feedback can make the rewind feel like it's collapsing in on itself. Now here's a huge part of the effect. Drop the drums out strategically. A rewind moment needs negative space. If everything keeps playing, the effect has nowhere to land, so start thinning the groove before the rewind. Maybe by bar 2 of your transition, the low end begins to reduce. Then by bar 3, the reverse phrase comes in and the drums get stripped back further. By bar 4, you can leave near silence, maybe with just a little echo, vinyl crackle, or a reverb tail hanging in the air. That silence is the drama. Don't be afraid of it. To make the pullback feel darker, use auto filter. Put a low-pass filter on the rewind track or on a bus, and automate the cutoff from wide open down to something much narrower. You can start high, around the top of the spectrum, and then close it rapidly as the rewind begins. That creates the feeling that the sound is being swallowed. Keep the resonance modest so it doesn't get whistly or exaggerated unless that's specifically the vibe you want. For ragga attitude, a delay throw is gold. Use echo or delay and automate a send on the last word or the final hit. A tempo-synced 1/8 or dotted 1/4 can work beautifully, especially if you filter the repeats and keep them slightly dirty. The trick is not to make a big clean digital echo. You want a filtered, worn, almost dubplate-like repeat that hangs in the space for a moment and then disappears. And speaking of worn, the 90s jungle feel lives in texture. Add a little vinyl distortion, erosion, saturator, or drum bus to give the rewind some grime. You do not want it pristine. A touch of clipping or saturation can make it feel physical, like it came off a battered record or a rough dub tape. Even a tiny bit of noise underneath the rewind can glue the whole thing together. The bass is another important piece. In this style, the bass should feel like it gets pulled out of the tune before the drop returns. Automate the bass bus down, filter it out, or mute it for half a bar to a bar before the new section lands. If you have layered bass, let the sub disappear first, then the mid bass, then bring them both back together. That staggered removal feels more natural and more dramatic. When the drop returns, make it count. Bring the kick and snare back with confidence. Let the bass hit immediately. If possible, add a fresh top loop, a variation in the break, or a new percussive to tail so the rewind actually leads somewhere. A rewind that returns to exactly the same groove can feel like a gimmick, but a rewind that resets the energy and then rewards the listener feels like a real arrangement moment. Here's a simple structure you can use. For the first two bars, keep the groove full. In bar 3, start thinning the low end and introduce the reverse tail. In bar 4, cut the kick and bass, let the rewind phrase speak, and leave space. Then in bar 5, let there be almost nothing for a moment, maybe just a tiny impact or a piece of vinyl noise. After that, bring the drop back in with a sharper, harder version of the groove. You can also add a small impact marker after the rewind, a low sub hit, a reversed crash, a short rim shot, or a filtered noise swell can really help the moment land. Keep it short and dark. This is jungle, so the energy should feel raw and direct, not glossy and cinematic. A couple of common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't make the rewind too clean. If it sounds polished in a pop sense, it can lose that 90s edge. Add some saturation, some rough timing, maybe a bit of imperfect clipping. Second, don't overuse it. If every 8 bars has a rewind, the effect loses power fast. Save it for key transitions. And third, don't forget the silence. The gap is part of the move. Without it, the rewind won't feel like a real pull-up. A few pro tips before we wrap. Think like a DJ, not just a producer. A rewind should feel like a deliberate interruption of the dance floor flow. Also, check the effect on small speakers, because if it only works on big sub-heavy monitors, it may not read clearly in the real world. And once the timing feels right, print the rewind to audio. Treat it like a performance edit that gives you more control and often sounds better than leaving a stack of plugins live. Here's a good practice exercise. Pick one rag of vocal shout, one snare fill, or one immense style break hit. Duplicate it and reverse it. Add a low-pass filter sweep, a bit of echo on the final phrase, a narrowed stereo image, and a touch of saturation. Then stop the groove for half a bar before the drop. Bounce the whole thing to audio and listen back. The goal is to make it feel like a real pull-up, not just an effect preset. If you want to level it up even more, try making two versions. One version should be cleaner, more spacious, and suspenseful. The other should be dirtier, more clipped, and more damaged. Then compare them and see which one matches your track's mood better. So remember the core formula: clear source, reverse movement, controlled dropout, filter pullback, rag attitude, and a hard return. That's how you make a rewind moment that feels like it belongs in a 90s-inspired jungle or old-school DNB tune. Dark, rude, and ready to bring the pressure back in. Now go build that pull-up.